go take out some kids and be like Santa, take them up for a flight, or go take your friends and family for their first flight. That's a great gift for somebody who's a non-aviator. Those all cost a little bit more money for you as a pilot, but hey, you need flight hours. Go get your hours. You might as well do it for fun and make an impact on other people.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back to another awesome and amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. As you can see, if you're watching us on YouTube, semi-live, it's only going to be one day off. It's only me today. There's no Carson. So it's just the Brandon show today. No Carson and Brandon. So sorry if that disappoints any of you. I know lots of his fans will not be happy. Carson, yeah, so you do have fans. I know I met the one and only that came to see you at Oshkosh. So when he listens to this, he will know. Outside of that, today is just a few days before Christmas and Hanukkah. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Can't wait to celebrate with my friends and my family coming in the next week. Christmas is only a few days away. And if you're listening to this before Christmas, I hope that you are, because today we've got a special holiday-themed episode for you. And we're going to share some Christmas gifts. If you haven't bought anything for that one pilot in your life, you can do it now. So you can go on like Sporty's or some of the Stratus partners and go pick out some really cool gifts. I would really recommend it. So this year, we're going to talk about setting goals in 2025. We're looking forward to next year, highlighting some really inspiring stories. And we're just going to spread some holiday cheer. So thanks again for joining us. So if you're looking for that perfect gift, here are some really good ones that Sporty's has put together this year. And it's their Learn to Fly course. And that's their number one thing. Of course, they want you to go buy their private pilot ground school, right? I'm going to encourage you to not buy their private pilot ground school and to go get one from either King Schools, because they are one of the sponsors of Aero Summit, or you should go get one from Gold Seal Ground School, which we actually buy for the Stratus students. So I would go check out those two. Now, if you don't like either one of those, Sporty's is definitely a really good choice as a, I would call it a third alternative, because they do make really good stuff. And I know I've listened to Rob Ryder. He's got a really good voice, and I bought some of his seaplane courses and stuff. So he's a great guy to listen to. Outside of that, there are handheld radios, and they obviously mention theirs, which is the PJ2 Plus comm radio. But there are two-way radios, and those are absolutely amazing for you to go buy that special pilot in your life. I think that a handheld radio is, I would say, is the best gift that you can go get a pilot if they don't already have something like a headset, right? Because a two-way radio, if you lose your comms, you want backups. You want something to be able to talk to somebody. And I've had radio communications fail on me in two separate flights. One of them legitimate. One was me forgetting to turn the radio up so they could hear me. I just couldn't hear them. There's a whole story behind that, by the way. I'm flying in the pattern with Austin. I'm a newer pilot. And he was like yelling in the radio because he was smaller back then. And I tried to tell him to turn down the headset or turn it. I didn't tell him to turn down anything. I did it myself. And I forgot to turn it back on. And then I forgot that I turned it down. So I thought the radios were broken. So I ended up landing with light signals that day. It was quite the experience. I think I talked about that in one of my other episodes a long time ago with Carson. So if you've already heard that story, you've probably heard the longer version. But I did not have a handheld radio on that day, which was really a terrible thing for me not to have. I wish I would have had that handheld radio. It would have really helped quite a bit because, I mean, I wouldn't have had to live with those signals. I could have just pulled out my handheld and got on with my day. A lot of these radios and this PJ2 Plus that they talk about, it actually has headset jacks installed on it. Actually, it has this little tiny piece that you install on there with a little screw, and then you hook up your headset into that. I don't know if it works as well or not so much, but yeah, it works pretty good without even the headset adapter. It's just really hard to hear. So I guess the headset adapter kind of helps with you being able to hear the radios on the way back. Next thing is a 4Flight Sentry Mini ADS-B receiver. There's a couple ADS-B receivers out there you should check out that you could shove into your flight bag. And one that I really, really like, and I actually met the owner one day at a convention a few months ago, and that is the Stratix. It's one that you use like a Raspberry Pi, and it's really this little tiny receiver. It's actually cheaper than that Century Mini ADS-B receiver, and it does just the same stuff, and it'll integrate into ForeFlight and any other software you're using. So everyone kind of confuses them with us because it sounds like Stratus, right? But it's Stratix. It has an S or an X at the end. So it's interesting. The next thing was, if you are a brand new student pilot, you need an E6B, right? And this is going to surprise everyone. I know how to use it now, but all the way up until commercial and even my CFI, I never used a basic E6B. I never used a slide E6B. And you probably wonder, well, why didn't Brandon ever learn how to use a slide E6B? And it's because I didn't need to. I had the Sporty's electronic E6B flight computer, actually, and it made my life so much easier. The best part about it, you can use it on your written test too. So they just make you take the batteries out so it clears the memory, and then you put the batteries back in right before you go take a written test. But you can use the electronic flight computer on all of your tests. You can use it for your flight planning. You can use it on the written. You can even use it on your check ride. So I would highly suggest it. But when you do get it, make sure you really know how to use it, because although it is easier, you can just type in all the answers and it'll give you every answer you ever need for flight planning. But if you don't know how to use it, it'll give you all the wrong answers and they'll look pretty convincing. I had a lot of people when I was flight instructing, they would use these and I would ask them how they came up with the answer, and they put in things incorrectly into their flight computer, and they end up failing their check flights with me. So that's not always good. Outside of that, there is a knee board that's on their top five list, which is a flight gear rotating knee board. And it actually is for an iPad. I'm not a big fan of having an iPad as a knee board because, one, they overheat. Number two, sometimes you get a glare on them. You can't see everything. So I'm a really big fan of a paper knee board because you can just jot down your notes really easily with a pen. Now, I would always have two or three pens on there in case I dropped one. And there's a lot of people that actually will take a string and tie the pen to a string. And then they'll also have a secondary one just in case the ink runs out or something. So I would say make sure that you get a knee board, and it should be a good one, one that really fits your mission. Now, if you want that paper one like I like to use, I highly suggest getting that. But there's also a lot of people that are really into their iPads, and they've got the iPad one. So number five on their list was that. Besides those types of things, there's some really cool stuff that you can do, like home decor. So I am actually recording out of my house today. I couldn't make it over to the office because I had somebody working on my refrigerator, and that made it so I could not go into the office and record this in our podcast studio. So you get old school Brandon in my house with some of my aviation stuff and Stratus Awards behind me with my old school microphone, which if you're watching us, you can see right here. And that might also be why the audio is not as good as it normally is, at least as good as it is with our brand new stuff that we really like. But so some gifts is home decor. Obviously, you can see some of my home decor around here. And if you could actually see up here, you can actually see right here. I got to figure out how to do that right there. If you're watching, that's an antique map. And that map is actually from 1946, I think it is. And it's an antique map showing the Los Angeles basin. It shows some really cool airports that are still around and the way that their runways were set up back 70 years ago. And it also shows some of the airports that are no longer here, including, and actually shows prior to some airports that were built around here that are even no longer here. For example, in Huntington Beach, where I'm recording today, there was an airport called Meadowlark Airport. And that airport happens to be built after this map that's behind me. And it is built before all the new maps because I think it got closed down in 1989. So a little bit after I was born, and it is no longer around today. So again, the home decor is always awesome. I used to buy for all of my people, flight instructors, and even when I gave a gift to my flight instructor, by the way, if you haven't given a gift to your flight instructor, after you get your private pilot check ride or instrument check ride, it used to be very, very common that either gifts or tips were given at the end of lessons or at the end of check rides. I would encourage both of those things to still happen today. Flight instructors are paid a lot better than they used to be, but it's still nice to get a gift or to get a tip at the end of a really hard work's day and if you did a really, really good job, right? So I actually got my flight instructor a frame chart similar to the antique one that I have up here. And I gave it to my flight instructor. His name was Jason. And I also gave him and a lot of flight instructors in my life, like a $30 or $50 propeller. And I think I've got a propeller. No, I don't have any propellers in here, actually. No, I think I need to go buy one. So if anybody wants to get me a gift for Christmas, I need a propeller for my office. You can get them. Actually, I used to buy them at Sporty's or different websites online. You know what also is kind of cool? A scenic flight or a flight in a biplane. I know at Chino Airport, there's this guy that does biplane flights in a open cockpit Waco. I really want to do that. So that's also something somebody can get me if you're listening to this, friends, family, listeners, whatever you want to do, or even go to an aviation museum, some tickets to an aviation museum. Those are normally pretty cheap. There's also some really cool pilot jackets or aviation themed shirts that say, I'm an okay pilot. I got that from my business partner one time. And he wore it. He wore it out with us while flying one time. It says, I'm the world's okayest pilot. I actually bought that for Anthony and he actually wore it kind of proud. So it was kind of fun. There's also plane models. Like you can even get somebody like this little plane model from Stratus, which is pretty neat. But you can get somebody plane models. You can get something that somebody wants to build or just a model of their plane. You can Google it. There's a whole bunch of places that people actually build the exact replica if you own an airplane, which is pretty neat with tail number and all. It's pretty, pretty cool. Now, if you're looking for a gift for a seasoned pilot or somebody who's definitely diving like straight in, I would recommend one of these three things for sure. I would say either a Bose A330 or A320 headset. My personal favorite, the Lightspeed Delta Zulu headset. It even has an integrated carbon monoxide detector. It is amazing. I'm a huge fan of Lightspeed. If you want to get somebody a great headset, go get them a Lightspeed headset. Now, granted, the Bose A330 is fantastic. There's also some other headsets that are really, really good out there. But by far, my favorite, maybe because it fits my head properly. I like the way that the earmuffs fit me properly. And I don't like that little fuzzy thing that Bose uses. So I like this little padding. So I like to use the Lightspeed headsets. So those are kind of pricey, though. They range anywhere from $700 to $1,500, depending on what kind of headset you want. I would say the Delta Zulu and the A320, I think they're around $1,300 or so. I haven't bought one in a while. But they are expensive. They're north of $1,000. Sometimes you can get them on sale a little less than that, but I doubt it. Outside of that, there's a Garmin watch, Garmin D2 Mach 1 Pro smartwatch. It combines like a really cool luxury watch face with some powerful aviation tools and has a moving map, worldwide aviation database, and it has a dedicated emergency mode so people can come find you, which is really, really neat. So I like some of those things. Plus they're compact, they're easy to use. There's also some gear bags. Everybody needs a new gear bag, or in my case, I like the gear backpack, and I've used a gear backpack for years and years and years. As I've gotten more, seasoned as a pilot, I carry less and less stuff. So it's really funny. When you are a brand new student pilot, you've got this giant bag that you use, and then all of a sudden it gets, when you become a flight instructor, it gets to like this small little headset bag where you put your iPad and a couple little things in there. And you're more concerned where you put your glasses and your water bottle. So I'm sure a lot of you have seen that with your flight instructors over time. And you see yourself with this big giant bag and then you see them with this little tiny headset bag. And that happens over time. But I used to like the backpack. It had everything I needed in it. And it really worked well for going to flight school. Every day I would have all my stuff in it. And it just felt like I was going to school because I put my backpack on. Other than that, you can also get some gift cards and you can even donate to some aviation charities. And Mark will throw some of those in the show notes. So some aviation charities that we've talked about in the past that we really like. And I know Carson likes that Pilots and Paws one. I'm sure you can donate to them. And we'll leave some links, like I said. So those are all good gift ideas. So I really hope that you're able to get that loved one in your life one of these awesome gifts.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brand.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
So the next thing I want to talk about real quick was some kind of things that you can do to make a difference. And even you can use these as gifts too. So go out there and make a difference in somebody's life for the new year and make it a really cool event for somebody. So you could take up some children, or if you're already a pilot, right? I'm talking about if you're already a pilot, don't take up kids if you're not a pilot and go fly them around. That doesn't make any sense. It's not safe, et cetera, right? Why don't you go take them on like a Santa flight? Go pretend you're Santa and say, hey, I want to go take up some kids at the local EAA chapter. They've got some regulations you have to go through to make that happen. But go take up some kids and be like Santa, take them up for a flight. Or go take your friends and family for their first flight. That's a great gift for somebody who's a non-aviator. Also, you can sign up to do angel flights and things like that. Now, those all cost a little bit more money for you as a pilot. But hey, you need flight hours. Go get your hours. I'm pointing at you in the camera if you can see me. So go with those flight hours. You might as well do it for fun and make an impact on other people, right? So make sure that you do some of those things. I know that I used to actually go to an event at Redlands Airport. It was called Stuff a Plane for Kids. And I used to stuff a 172 filled up with weight and balance done, of course, filled up with toys. And I would go fly those over to Redlands Airport. And I would end up dropping off those to the event, and the Marines would actually deliver them to Toys for Tots. So it was a Stuff a Plane event. It was so cool. And this year, I don't know if it happened or not. I haven't been really a part of that community at Redlands for the past, I don't know, year and a half or 2 years now. So I did do some of it last year, but I didn't fly it over. I just helped stuff the plane. And they stuffed a whole bunch of other planes last year too, or the years that I've went. So those are some really cool things you can do. Obviously, it's a little late to go stuff toys into planes and go bring them places, but it's pretty neat to check out. There's something really cool if none of you have, or if some of you have kids. It's called NORAD Track Santa. Google NORAD Track Santa. If you're not familiar with NORAD, NORAD's the North American Defense something or another for the U.S., right? And it's really hard because I'm doing this solo, so I can't check all my notes and stuff with two hands. So I'm just going to abbreviate, right? But it's NORAD. So NORAD is how we basically track to see if we have like incoming flights and missiles from our adversaries coming into the U.S. But they do a really cool thing once a year, and it's called NORAD Track Santa. And it literally tracks Santa and how many gifts he's dropped off around the entire world. So make sure that you check that out with your children. It is so much fun. It is an absolute blast to watch. When Austin was a little boy, he's 13 and almost 14, but he's a very tall boy, 6'1", as some of you have seen in the video when we first went to video on YouTube. But all the little kids who love seeing Santa, it's really neat. And you can tell them, hey, Santa's coming around in the next few hours. If you don't go to bed, you're not going to get any gifts because he's gonna pass you up. So make sure that you go check out NORAD Track Santa. And it is one of my favorite traditions to see. And it's an aviation-related thing, right? I mean, Santa is the ultimate pilot. Who else flies around the world and goes to every single person's house and drops off children's toys? I mean, that's like the coolest thing ever. He's like the ultimate pilot. I bet you he flies more in one night and a number of miles than anybody else in the entire world does in the entire year. Maybe combined. It's pretty crazy. I don't know. There's some pilots that fly quite a bit. I feel like they live in the air. But still, it's kind of neat, right? Also, keep in mind that aviation, besides Santa dropping off gifts everywhere, right? Aviation really allows people to get supplies and gifts in very remote places around the world. So without us as pilots or you as a future pilot, it's really not possible to bring joy to children and families and different people in underserved areas. So keep in mind what you're doing, even though it's expensive and sometimes it feels like you're self-serving because you're just studying and studying and studying and it's all to get this career, right? There's things you can do around this world. And even as you become an older pilot and you're working a little bit less and still making good money, you can go bring joy to people. And it's the fact that you are a pilot and you're able to go fly places and do things for these people. So make sure that you think about that. I mean, you're really doing things, as long as you have a good intention later on, you're really doing things that can bring joy to the children and people in inaccessible areas around the world. One of the last things I want to kind of talk about on the episode today, as we're kind of running low on time, is it's the end of the year. We've got 1 week left of the year. And looking back on 2024, I'm really thankful. We looked at something that Spotify puts out every year, and it said how many listeners we have in how many countries. And we have finally touched almost every country in the world. There's a few that we haven't touched. North Korea is one of them. It's my goal to have a listener in North Korea at some point. I don't know how that will ever happen, Mark, but We got to figure that out. I don't think they're allowed to listen to us, unfortunately. But we hit almost every country in the world, which was really, really impactful. And that's from here in Asia, in Europe, South America, even as far, I think I saw somebody listen to us in Antarctica. I don't know how that even happened, but thank you to whoever that was listening to us in Antarctica. That must have been really cold, and you must have been, I guess you have a lot of time in Antarctica to go listen to podcasts. I'm assuming you're not outside doing very much, right? So it was kind of cool to see that. It was cool to see how we ranked up against other podcasts around the world, how we ranked up against other podcasts in our genre. So I was really thankful for some of those numbers. I think Mark will be able to put out some of those numbers publicly for us. I don't have them off the top of my head and they're not in my show notes right now, but we can put those out on social media if you're kind of curious what we did. But it was really impressive and made us feel like we actually made an impact on somebody's lives, because sometimes doing this podcast, it feels like it just feels like I'm just talking to myself, right? Because I kind of am. I'm talking to this camera above. I'm trying to look into it. Every once in a while, I'll look down to look at Mark. And that's why you see me looking down like this. And then you'll see me looking slightly under the camera so I can look at my show notes and stuff. But it just feels like I'm just looking at myself. And it's hard to connect with people doing this podcast. But hearing all of these things and seeing how our statistics line up, it just shows us we're really making a difference in people's lives. And they're actually enjoying what we're saying and what we're looking at, what we're doing around the world for aviation. So thank you, everybody, that have helped us in that. So I do want to become the number one podcast for student pilots in the next 2025. I think that's going to be a big goal for me to hit. I also have some other goals, and I encourage you to set goals. And I know we've talked about them recently in another podcast episode, but it's really important that you go set these goals. Set some challenging aviation goals. Get a new rating or a new endorsement. Go get that instrument rating. Get the commercial. Say that you're going to get your first job in aviation next year. Whatever that is, make sure that you mark that down, right? I'm actually going to make it publicly known that I'm going to get my ATP multi next year. That is my goal for aviation. I should have gotten it done like 2 or 3 years ago when I used to own the flight school and when I had more time, but I want to get that done. I also decided that I wanted to get my level 3 sommelier class done, right? So I want to get my level 3 somm. I want to be a level 3 expert in wine. And I actually have that class starting in the middle of February. So I'm pretty excited for that. And last year, I really wanted to learn how to speak Spanish. I really wanted to learn how to play guitar. Both of those things didn't happen. I'm not going to put them on the Q1 goal list right now or Q2 goal list, but maybe they'll end up on Q3 or 4. I've got a guitar right there that just looks at me and I can't play it. So it's kind of disappointing. But one of these days, I'll get it done. So I've got these goals and there's a bunch of business goals we have, of course, as well. And I've got personal goals for my family and my son and things like that, but set those goals, write them down. Just know that they're going to be challenging. I mean, aviation's challenging. Life is challenging in general. Raising a family, having children, having wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or husband, any of those things are all challenging. But if you set goals in all of those things in your life, you can definitely get through them and you can achieve them, whatever they may be. So keep that in mind, but really set that aviation goal. I really believe in you guys and you can definitely do it. So just to kind of close up the rest of today, make sure that you're talking about what inspires you in aviation. Talk about it loud and proud. That way you can kind of read back and go back and see what you've said and why aviation is really keeping you interested and why you're so excited about it. Because every once in a while, you're going to look back and be like, oh, this is such a drag, or you're going to think negatively, and you can go back and think about those really happy thoughts. I remember somebody the other day even told me, they said, oh yeah, whenever I'm flying, I can only be present flying. I can't do anything else. And he had the same exact passion and love for aviation that I did when I first started. Now, I still have the passion and love. It's just in a different way, but I could see it on his face still. And he told me that all he could do is focus on it. He let all the world's worries go away when he'd go fly around. And it reminded me of a story that I've said publicly a bunch of times of how I just used to have a really bad or hard day at work, or life was stressing me out, or Austin was screaming and crying all day when I was babysitting when he was little, whatever it might have been, right? And I would just go to the airport. I would go fly and do laps in the pattern. And then as soon as I would get done, I would feel like the stress just melted away on me. And he told me that that still happened for him. And it was really inspirational. So keep that in mind when those things happen. Also, I'm really looking forward to 2025. We're going to achieve the best year in the Aviation Mentors podcast. We're going to be hooking up with a bunch of other aviation influencers. We're going to have exciting interviews, and we're expanding our reach just outside of our area of expertise. You're going to see a lot of new things happening for Aviation Mentors in 2025. I'm really excited for it. We're going to still keep on our weekly cadence. Every Friday is a new episode coming out. So make sure you're tuning in for that. I know Mark works really hard at editing these episodes, and I hope you like some of our funny reels that we're putting together. Obviously, we're doing a lot more of those as of lately. Those reels are really exciting. But here's some questions for you before we close it up. Do you know of any local aviation charities or events spreading holiday cheer this season? If you do, share them with us in the comments below. Please share them with us or shoot us an email with them, okay? Next one is, what is your biggest aviation milestone in 2024? We'd love, absolutely love, to hear about your achievements. And if you send them over to us, I would love to feature you on our social media. Or we can even feature you possibly on Stratus's social media, kind of depending on what it is. So please send us that big aviation milestone with a big smile on your face and a big picture with your new certificate shining like this. It would be really neat to see. And also, let us know what those top goals are for your new year. Let us help keep you accountable. If you send me your new goal, I will ask it publicly on the podcast at some point very soon. Mark, keep me humble on this. I want to make sure that I ask it if somebody sends it in. So if you're looking for a new rating or flying to a dream destination or obtaining that CFI, whatever it may be, tell us about it. We're going to call you out until you get it done. It would be a lot of fun. So if you have, please, please let us know. Also, make sure that you visit us at Aero Summit. Mark is going to put a code inside the show notes right below, and it's going to give you a code if you're a CFI or if you're a student pilot or if you're a new pilot. We've got some codes below to get you in for nearly free. I mean, it costs like no money. I think student pilots, it is free or $50 or something, and it's very low for CFI. So check that out. Make sure you come to Aero Summit. It's in the middle of May, I think 16th, 17th, 18th, somewhere around there. You must come out there and come visit the people that you want to see in aviation, whether it's you want to find the new people that you want to get a job from. You want to go network and talk with other flight instructors that are doing the same thing you are. You want to talk to people to help build your resumes, make sure you come out there and come visit us, okay? It's going to be in Las Vegas at the Wynn. Plus, it's in Vegas, and you get to hang out with a bunch of airplane people, so it's really cool. Besides that, if you haven't watched some of our previous episodes, please click right here in my upper left part of the corner. Hopefully, I'm finally getting that right, Mark. If not, well, you guys get to see me point to a random place on the screen. And if you'd like to reach out to either one of us, either meaning me or the missing person today, Carson, you can reach us at brandon@aviationmentors.com or carson@aviationmentors.com. Also, please do not forget to hit like, subscribe, follow, or on whatever streaming platform you're listening to us on. It's really a huge part of helping us grow the podcast and are helping us grow the aviation community. And of course, if you're watching us on YouTube or anywhere that you're allowed to subscribe, please subscribe. It really helps us grow this aviation community quite a bit. So as Carson always likes to say, as we wrap up for the day, remember, we're here to guide you on your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.